everybody, to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. We are your hosts, Chris.
And Jonathan.
Man, it's been a crazy week out here going on with the Zimmerman trial. And, you know, the effects of that. We'll speak on something a little related to that later on in the show. Right now, man, we get to liven it up, talk some sports. You are listening to the Buzz Limit Sports Happy Hour. You know you can always find us on Stitcher and iTunes Radio under the Black Is Group Podcast. You can find us on www.blackisonline.com. Y'all want to leave comments or anything, give us a call, 323-455-4219. Leave a voicemail. You can hit us up on Twitter at Brothers Layman, or you can email the show, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns you may have, anything you may want to know. Football season, as they said today, is 50 days away. So I know y'all trying to get your fantasy lineups ready. So, hey, hit us up. We'll let you know anything, any people you need to stay away from, any sleeper picks that are out there. So leave any questions, comments. We will definitely get back at you.
All right. Well, since we in L.A., let's just start with all this L.A., you know, scrambling since they got their feelings hurt by Dwight Howard.
Oh, the hate. Oh, the hate.
You know, we already heard Steve Nash saying the offense would be better without Howard. And then Tony was making a comment, asked him a comment about, you know, Dwight Howard wanting to go to Houston. He's like, well, he plays an up-tempo offense, and he's not going to like that either. That's what we did.
To be fair to Dwight Howard, Houston played an up-tempo offense, more so because they had to. They're really small. They played small ball. So, I mean, they had to push the rock. They really didn't have an inside presence to go to, a post player to really post up. I mean, Amir Sheik is good, but we all know he's no more for his defense than his offense. You now have a guy who you can run your offense through. So I think they'll change up the pace a little bit. I think they'll slow it down a little bit. Can they still run? Of course they can. And I think Dwight Howard can run, but I just think the type of the offense Mike D'Antoni ran, you know, Dwight Howard will now be the focal point as opposed to just kind of saying, hey, just play defense, grab rebounds, and that's it.
Yeah, if he was in L.A., basically, he was supposed to be a Sheik. Mm-hmm. And we're paying you $20 million to be Omar Sheik.
Basically.
And he didn't want that. You know, and of course, the offense will be better. I'm like, Pau Gasol is a better offensive player, clearly. We know D'Antoni can't handle two big men at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that he's a passing big man works. I mean, Nash and Pau Gasol can play great together.
Yep.
I thought they would have gone to that more often, but yeah, whatever. But we know they're making changes. You know, got signed Chris Kaman.
Yep, got him on a one-year deal, which was kind of like, I mean, a decent signing, but, I mean, you look at a guy who you talk about Dwight Howard not fitting the offense. Where does Chris Kaman fit in this offense? I'm just saying. I mean, that's just me.
And he's nice. To me, he's going to be the backup. I think in that offense, Powell's starting at the five.
Yep.
That's how it's going to work.
They did add Nick Young.
Say what?
They were able to add Nick Young on a two-year deal.
Oh, it's a two-year. Okay.
For the league minimum.
Second year is a team option or something.
Yeah, it's a player option for the next year.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, Nick Young, Wesley Johnson, you know, they got Farmar back. And Nick Young's a nice piece. You know, you got nice athletic role players.
Yeah.
I mean, they had to get younger at the wing, clearly. And they did
that. They did that. Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, it cost, you know, world peace is gone.
Yep, they had to amnesty him. He's moving on to New York City, so going back home for him, which is whatever.
Hey, man, that move should let you know that all that days of, you know, even the Lakers having money to spend and they don't mind going over the cap and paying luxury tax, some days is over.
Yep.
Now, you'll do it for a year or two, but that's about it. But now if you look like you're going to suck, get out of it.
And looking at the writing on the wall, I think the Lakers knew that this season they're probably not going to be that good. I mean, Kobe's coming off an Achilles tear. Steve Nash isn't getting any younger. I mean, Pau Gasol is, you know, he's older. He's getting nicked up a little bit here. They had to amnesty win the world peace to save themselves some money. They lost Dwight Howard for nothing. And, I mean, their bench basically is gone completely. So they're completely having to retool and sign guys for the veteran minimum. So, I mean, I think they knew this was going to be a work in progress. They're looking forward to the next summer with the free agent bonanza, quote unquote. But we'll see. I mean, it's going to be another long season for the Lakers. So, fans, just get ready. Your best plan should be just to outscore as many people as possible. Because defensively, it ain't going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, at least, you know, Dwight Howard's going there. He's changing a defense.
Mm-hmm.
No, y'all, you know, Lakers say we're fine on offense, even though it looks mm-hmm. sloppy. They could put up points. But, I mean, exactly. I guess that's why they got Kurt Rambis coming back.
Yeah, shore up that D.
You know, being a somebody who's familiar with the old regime, because it is a new regime in Legoland.
Yes, it is.
You know, Kurt Rambis comes from the Showtime days, you know, great assistant coach with Phil Jackson. He's been there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, knows the organization and what it needs. And like I heard somebody say, he's probably might be the interim coach by the end of the year.
Possibly. Yeah, he might be. It's possible.
Yeah. You know, Lakers are going to do too. That's a trip. This time last year, it was like, we are going to win a championship. And now, a year later, people actually had thoughts of the Lakers tanking.
Mm-hmm. This is wild. I couldn't believe it when I heard it. I'm like, Lakers tanking? That doesn't even sound right.
No, you know Kobe ain't going for that.
Nope.
Kobe like, I'm trying to play when the season's starting.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't tanking. That means if it's like, if he tanking, that means he going for 80. He trying to go for 100 every night.
Yep. I shoot the Brock every single time if I have.
Really. You know, another team that was, you know, one of them perennial top teams in the West. I mean, they struggling to get guys now with the Mavs.
Mm-hmm.
You got Monte Ellis, right? 3 year, $30 million. He took less than what he wanted.
Looking at what the Mavs did this offseason, they didn't get terrible moves. I mean, you know, they did court Dwight Howard. They weren't able to get him, but Salen Dammenberg is not an offensive force, but he's a very good defender. You add Monte Ellis, who add an additional scorer. They added Jose Calderon, also at the point guard position. So their backcourt's a little, exactly. Their backcourt's a little small, but I think Monte Ellis now will be able to thrive. He's never played with a pass first point guard before. So now he'll have the luxury to be able to be that second option. Next to Dirk, and give him another perimeter guy to go through, and a guy who can get to the hole. He's still young, and I mean, with his days in Golden State, he's proven he can get hot real quick, and he can be one of the better scorers in the league. He was for a period of time one of the top scorers in the league, so he's proven he can put up points. He had a not so good year in Milwaukee, but I think he's due for a bounce back season.
Yeah, with Carter on there, he will be able to play off the ball. Might get some opportunities to score, and I'll play off of Dirk. I mean, that's going to be a challenge for him. We'll see. I mean, Dallas tried. They really tried. They had all that cap room. They couldn't get Dan Williams, couldn't get Chris Paul, couldn't get Dwight Howard. I mean, they playing for this, you know, big fish moment, and they've been striking out. I mean, that's got to have some teams worried, though. Yeah, all right, maybe, you know, maybe this just having cap room, it just don't mean as much.
I mean, guys want to win. I mean, that's basically what it boils down to. Guys want to win, and they want to go where they have the best opportunity to win. So, I mean, yeah, you can have all the cap space in the world, but if you ain't winning, it don't matter. Look at a team like Charlotte. They got mad cap room, but they're not winning, so nobody wants to go there. Guys want to win. I mean, I don't blame Dwight Howard for going to Houston. You got James Harden, who's coming to his own as a superstar in the league. And, I mean, you have some pieces around there, Kevin McHale, you know, and it's a story franchise. But, I mean, you look at teams like Sacramento. You look at teams like I said, like a Charlotte, like a Washington. Guys don't really want to go there because they kind of know they're not going in the right direction. Guys want to go to teams like Houston, like a Golden State.
Yeah,
like a San Antonio. They want to go somewhere where they know they're going to have an opportunity to win a title.
Yeah, it's hard because people want something to be proven. Like, Dwight Howard didn't seem to be going to Houston. It was like, if they had traded for Dwight Howard, they probably were like, oh, he wouldn't be even staying there. But as soon as they got James Harden, it's like, oh, snap.
Yep. And that's what it's about. You got to give me somebody else to play with.
Yep.
Got to get that other piece, other star.
Up-and-coming star, like, hey, I want that.
Exactly. So, but, I mean, for a team like Dallas, I mean, Mark Cuban, I like the way he handles himself. You know, he doesn't pout, really. You know, he goes after the big fish. If he swings out, he misses. But at the same time, he has a backup plan. You know, he was able to sign Monta Ellis, able to sign Jose Calderon. He has his backcourt locked up for the next couple of years. And, I mean, you have next year, I mean, who knows? You know, you look for that potential replacement for Carmelo. I mean, for Dirk Nowitzki. You know, Carmelo's a free agent. LeBron's a free agent. Luol Deng will be a free agent. You got quality people that will be available. So we'll see what happens.
Well, I totally forgot when we got on the Lakers and all their future. Of course, they're going to put that stuff out about they're going to try to go after Carmelo Anthony and LeBron James.
Of course. Who's not?
Right. You have cap space. They will be free agents. A plus B equals C. Nigga, okay.
And secondly, we don't even know if they're going to be available. You know, we don't know for sure that – I mean, Carmelo, it's not like Carmelo has come out and said he wants to leave New York. We don't know for sure. And, I mean, you have a guy like LeBron. LeBron hasn't come out and said he's opting out of his contract. We don't know. It's all speculation at this point. So we just have to wait and see.
Yeah, it's always that everybody can sign a new deal. Like, we'll see. I mean, you know, we was talking about that this summer and last summer. All these teams got cap room. They can sign whoever. They're going to try to get two guys and get none.
Yep. So it happens every season, every offseason. So just wait and see approach. And we'll see what happens. I mean, who's to say Miami doesn't win another title? LeBron says, all right, I'm going to opt out, but I'm going to re-sign with Miami. I mean, we don't know.
Teams trying to get better. That's all it is.
Exactly. So, we'll see.
The Cavs, you know, Andrew Bynum, gave him a 2-year deal.
What did I say? I did exactly what the heck I said you should do with Andrew Bynum. 2 years. Not even. 1 year and a team option. That's all he needs to get. And they guaranteed only $6 million. That was a win-win for Cleveland. You potentially had the second who, at when he, before he got hurt, was considered the second or first best center in the league. So to get him for basically $6 million on a one-year rental to see how he performs, I mean, that's a high-risk reward situation for them.
No,
He could get hurt again, but, I mean, if he is healthy, they have a force to be reckoned with. With him and Kyrie Irving, they're going to make some noise in the league.
I mean, they added Earl Clark to the team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Anthony Bennett going to be playing some power forward. I mean, they trying to make some noise.
Mike Brown got some pieces around
him. Yeah, I think he seemed like a happy guy. I know he's like, I got stuff to work with, and they're young, and there's no expectations of we got to win right now.
Exactly.
It's like, can you get this team to the playoffs? And he can.
He can. Mm-hmm.
You know, Atlanta kept on moving. You know, massive offer for Jeff Teague.
I know they had a little rocky relationship, and he kind of came out and said he really didn't want to be there anymore, but after matching the deal, he squashed all that and said they were fine and they're cool. So I know he got that money. That's why he's fine.
Oh, yeah, he got a little, you know, $8 million is not bad for him. That's a nice,
nice come up.
For him, just under, you know, what Steph Curry and all them in his class got.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Milwaukee doing. Cause I was like,
I don't know, man.
Not trying to sign Brandon Jennings. Like, okay, he's gone now. Like, why would I say?
I'm like, you trying to sign Jeff T? You can't sign your own dude? I don't know, man. If Brandon Jennings is smart, he'll sign the 1-year deal and then just become a free agent next year when everybody's free agent.
Yeah, he got to, because, I mean, if you didn't want Brandon Jennings, there are plenty of teams who would have traded for him.
Yep.
Dallas, mainly, probably number one on that list, would have been like, hey, we will make something happen. But now he's like, okay.
And now you've kind of given him all the leverage.
Yep. Now he feel completely turned off. I'm like, you didn't even offer me nothing. You're going to offer my replacement?
Exactly. I know Brandon Jennings is probably pissed off right now. So we'll find out what happens. Like I said, I just see him signing that 1-year deal. A lot of teams will have cap room next year. So, hey, he might be a Laker dude.
Yeah. I mean, if I was him and he want to go to a big spot, they Lakers may come calling. They'll be in the mix.
I mean, Steve Nash is older. They're going to need a young point guard, so why not?
Yeah, y'all only have 1 year left. Trade them, whatever, but yeah. Hey, there's been some nice come-ups. T-Wolves getting Corey Brewer. Like,
yep.
T-Wolves is building some.
Yeah, they trying to be serious next year. I'm like, okay.
Got Corey Brewer in, what, like 3-year, 15?
Yep,
you know,
not a bad deal for him.
Kevin Martin.
They resign Chase Budinger. Yep.
So if they can keep Pekovic, you know, you still got Rittenhouse, you still got Rubio. I mean, if they're healthy, man, they're going to be a little scary.
Let's not forget about Kevin Love.
Of course not. Can't forget Kevin Love. Dude who I think is a better rebounder than Dwight Howard.
They're going to be a beast. They're going to be a team to be reckoned with next year. Serious.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt they were gonna they'd have been the playoff team if they were healthy. But yeah, now that they've actually got some shooting out there, got that wing spot at least, you know, somewhat shored up. I like that.
Hey, Flip Saunders doing a good job so far, Jim.
Yeah, he said he's liking his team.
Mm-hmm.
And the Nets getting Kirilenko for nothing.
1 year, what, $3 million?
Yeah, I'm like, what?
You know what that is, though? You know what that is? That's the Russian connection right there. That's what that is.
You know, you opted out
of the
strike, which...
I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Russian owner. He's a huge Russian superstar. Makes sense. And, I mean, you know, based on what their relationship, I'm sure both of them knew each other, you know, prior to Kirilenko coming over here and blowing up as he did. I'm sure they knew each other even more after that, so... I mean, it makes sense. And I'm sure, you know, he kind of talked him into taking a little bit less. So, it makes sense.
Yeah, it was always that talk when he bought the team that long before Kirilenko was going to come over there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was shocked he got out of his contract. I mean, not really, but I mean, to give up that money and just like, all right, I'm going to just take the 1 year. But, hey, new jerk.
It's like I said, guys want to win. Guys want to win.
Yeah. No, he just got to get Jason Kidd. It's the DUI going in for that.
Oof.
I'm just
he
like, right,
guilty and
you need to be on your coaching game because this is already a bad start PR wise.
Yeah.
I mean, he knew it was coming or anyway, but it's like, still.
Yeah, exactly. So, my goodness.
With the Knicks again. This whole they knowing that J.R. Smith needed surgery, like, damn, that got to have Knicks fans frustrated.
When I think of the Knicks, I just think of Can't Get Right from Life. That's just your name, Can't Get Right. They just can't get it right, man. I mean, you sign him to the 4-year, $24 million deal. Now he has to have knee surgery. He's going to be out until October, out 4 to 6 months, so... He won't be ready for the start of the season. I mean, and now they added Ron Artest to their team as well. So, I mean, they're just – I don't know what they're doing. I really don't. They're just – they need new management.
I mean, that's – they do. Dolan just gets in the
way. I can't get right. You traded for Barnyan, like I said, you traded Novak for Novak. You did nothing. They didn't upgrade. Everybody else is getting better. They didn't upgrade. That's why New York has taken, no, Brooklyn, I should say, has taken over as the new team in New York City. Because the Knicks haven't done anything to really improve their team. If anything, I think they've kind of dropped a little bit as far as talent-wise. That's just my personal opinion.
You know, it's all right, Bonnie, you're any better than Novak. I mean, but, I mean, he needs to bounce back to go. And, you know, they that same problem where they a young half-court, they a half-court team.
Yeah.
You know, outside of Shumpert, they don't have no young guys.
True that. And they better hope they can keep him.
Yeah. And then Heat, you know, cap situation, Amnesty and Mike Miller.
Ooh, I know they didn't want to do that, but the cap situation calls for it. They were over the luxury tax, and this will save them some money in the long run. Rashard Lewis, this is your time to shine.
Nah, they gone. Don't roll. I mean,
they got to replace him somehow.
Game 6 and win the best game at the end. And I can't. Anytime they show Game 6 or 7, I don't want to see it. I heard.
Hey, Mike Miller's like, I got my rings. I just want to go to another contender. Hey, come to the Bulls, dude. Sign for the minimum.
And then he did. That's the funny thing is, like, he was like a liability. I remember talking to my boy who was a Heat fan. They were like, get this fool. They going to get rid of him. He wasn't doing nothing. But that was right before he had his wake up. In the playoffs, you like, this dude don't do nothing the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
No, but he came on and hit. I'll give him that.
And Mike Miller for you.
Yeah, he'll bounce back. But I mean, yeah, he got his 2 rings. He was a valuable part in it. You can say that. Big key in them winning both their championships.
Oh, yeah, without question.
He'll bounce back for sure.
He'll find a job. Oh, yeah, no question.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk more sports. Y'all listen to the Brothers Limit Sports Happy Hour.
Holla!
You can't tell me life was meant to be like this. A black man in a world dominated by whiteness. Ever since the Declaration of Independence, we've been easily brainwashed by just one sentence. It goes, all men are created equal. That's why corrupt governments kill innocent people. With chemical warfare, they created crack and AIDS. Got the public thinking these were things that black folks made. And every time there's violence shown in the media, usually it's a black thing. So where are they leading you? To a world full of ignorance, hatred and prejudice. TV and the news for years they've fed you this. Foolish notion that blacks are all criminals, violent lowlifes, and then even animals. I'm telling the truth, so some suckers are fearing me, but I must do my part to combat the conspiracy.
Schools, churches.
The SAT is not geared for the lower class, so why waste time even trying to pass? The educational system presumes you to fail. The next place is the corner, then after that, jail. You gotta understand that this has all been conspired to put a strain on our brains so that the strong grow tired. It even exists when you go to your church, 'cause up on the wall, a white Jesus lurks. They use your subconscious to control your will. They've done it for a while and developed the skill to make you want to kill even your own brother, man. Black against black, you see, it's part of their plan. They want to send us to war, and they want to ban rap. What they really want to do is get rid of us blacks. Genocide is for real, and I hope that you're hearing me. You must be aware to combat the conspiracy.
In the arts, business, industry.
Even in this rap game, all the glitters ain't gold. Now the rap is big business, the snakes got bold. They give you whack contracts and try to make you go pop, 'cause they have no regard for real hip-hop. They'll compare you to others and say, but yo, he sells. And you know in your heart that he's weak as hell. So you say, I ain't doing that corny stuff. But they tell you that your chart positions will go up. Sometimes they front big time and make you many promises. And then when they break them, that's when your mama says, son, you're making records, but that guy seems shady. It could be too late, and your career could be plagued, G. I hope you listen to the things that I'm sharing, see. We all have a job to combat the conspiracies.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Brothers Lane Sports Happy Hour. Let's dive into some football, man. It is coming around the corner.
Training camp starting up soon. Next few weeks.
Getting interesting.
Yeah. Oh, I can't
wait. That stupid drama where Kaepernick wearing the Dolphins hat.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, we know fools overreacted as they would, but, I mean, I have to say, for myself, I'm the kind of person, like, as a sports fan, when it's your league, your sport, you only wear your stuff. If it's any other sport, you can wear whatever the hell you want, whatever team you want. But if I play for the Niners, and if I want to wear some NFL gear, it is going to be the Niners and the Niners gear only.
I differ in that. I'm kind of like, look, if I'm wearing something and the Dolphin hat happens to match my outfit to a T, I'm going to rock a Dolphins hat. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to match. I'm just trying to look good. It's the sense of style. That's all it is. I mean, I understand from, you know, the loyalty point of view where cats are like, well, you should be loyal to the team. I get that. But at the same time, we're human beings. Cats want to match, you know. Cats want to look good. And if another team, you know, is respected around the league, we all know he's a superstar. We all know he is the starting quarterback of the 49ers. It's not a secret. But, I mean, if he wants to match, he want to look good. If he rocking some purple stuff and he wants to wear a Vikings hat, that's his prerogative. If he want to do that, so be it. It shouldn't be looked at as he's disrespecting the 49ers or anything like that. He's just trying to match and trying to rock something that look good.
Now, are you saying because that's not a Bronco player?
Look, if Von Miller walked around in a Baltimore Ravens hat, I mean, if he's wearing something that matches the outfit, I mean, I personally ain't care. I don't care.
Can he wear something in his division?
Like, I would never, I would never expect to see him rock, like, some Oakland Raider crap where, like, for your division-wise, no.
Okay.
I mean, that's your enemy.
All right.
But I mean, if it's somebody from like another division, like if he's rocking the Chicago Bears hat, I don't care.
Okay.
So what? But
if
he's rocking a Raiders hat, that's a problem. That would be a problem. But I mean, for the most part, I'm just kind of like, it's just trying to make a fashion statement. So what? It is what it is.
Okay.
Let it be.
I'm just asking. You know, like, I got to be some point a level. But yeah, I mean, like, dude, you don't need to wear that. But no, after that, like, it is one of them things I'm like, nah, you can't wear it. But I don't go into believing like, oh, he must love and want to play for them. I don't get into it like that. I'm just like, yeah.
You don't read into things like that. I mean, come on.
I mean, this dude, but I know he's all 100% all Niners, so I ain't worried about that. You know, it's all about him. It's all about what he's doing on the field.
I'll never forget when we made all that hoopla about LeBron James wearing a friggin' Yankees hat. Oh,
yeah.
He want to go to New York. It's like, what? Dang, I can't wear a Yankees hat. Like, once again, just trying to make a fashion statement. Just matching. But Lord have mercy. He going to New York. Like, oh, okay. All right. Slow down.
Cleveland's hat.
He needs to be rocking a Browns hat or an Indians hat. Like, calm down. Relax.
Hey, man. It is more quarterback news. You know, it was that stuff about Geno Smith not participating in Mark Sanchez's workout camp or whatever.
More drama in New York City with these quarterbacks, I swear. Tim Tebow leaves and it's still drama. He invited the kid to his rookie camp. Geno Smith said thanks, but no thanks. And that's it. He's in competition. It's still his job. That's what he's there to do. It's like, dude, yes, I mean, you're a veteran in this league. And, you know, when the time comes, I do want to learn from you when training camp comes. You know, I'll learn little intricacies and the nuances of the game, but for the most part, I am trying to outperform you and beat you because I want to start. So, yes, I don't blame him for not going. It's like, dude, I work out on my own terms. I work out on my own, and the only thing I would say that would have benefited him is that he'd be able to work out with some of his other teammates, his wide receivers, tight ends, running backs, and that. But who's to say he's not working out with, you know, some of his other younger teammates on his own? So, I mean, we don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing his thing. I mean, he's a rookie, and, you know, it's better to stay, you know, close to the system. But, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to take your job. You want me to show you up in front of your camp?
But I will say this for Geno Smith. So far, he's off to a rocky start just from a PR standpoint. I know we had the whole thing where he was at the draft, and, you know, his facial expressions kind of told the whole story of the disappointment he saw that he wasn't picked in the first round and wasn't the first quarterback picked. And then we have he's got to mature. He's got to grow up a little bit, and realize that, you know, guy, you know, he wants to take his job, but at the same time, he's got to be humble about it. He's got to go about it the right way. And, you know, I haven't heard great reviews about him throughout the mini camps that they held and all of that. So he's clearly got some work to do. So we'll see what happens. Looks like it's going to be another disastrous season in New York. Please stay away from New York quarterbacks, not named Eli Manning.
Yeah, because, I mean, Victor Cruz got his money.
Ching-a-ching paid.
Yeah, 6-year, 46 extension. 15.
But even he said, he came out and said it was hard giving up, giving a hometown discount. I mean, you had guys like Mike Wallace who got $30 million guaranteed. I mean, you know, Greg Jennings got a little less, got around $18 million guaranteed. Victor Cruz got about $15. So, I mean, based off what Cavs are getting, yes, Victor Cruz probably could have got a little bit more money. But I think, you know, he said he likes the area of New York City. And, I mean, to be able to play in New York and thrive and be successful, I mean, the endorsements and all that are going to come to you. So, I mean, that extra bonus, I mean, you can give up a little bit of millions because, I mean, you're going to make them in the end anyway.
Oh, yeah. I mean, ever since he blew up, he's just been on commercials.
Mm-hmm. And he got that whole salsa routine down and all that now.
Mm-hmm. Time on the cable and shit. I'm like, all right, dude. I mean, you and Eli Manning got a thing going. You know, Hakeem Nicks, I don't know if he's coming back now because of it.
Look out for Victor Cruz in the Fantasy League. Sleeper.
Hey, and who else got a ridiculous contract? Matthew Stafford.
Ching-a-ching-ching.
Three-year, $53 million extension.
Joe Flacco set the bar. I mean, now we have Matt Ryan, who's up for an extension, so he's going to top probably both of them.
Oh, yeah, well, people feel like he's deserving more of the extension.
The money, the dollars are just going up. But Matthew Stafford has earned it. I mean, he's been steadily improving every single year. I mean, he and Calvin Johnson connected and made Calvin Johnson had the best receiving season ever by a wide receiver. And, you know, Matt Stafford is one of those young quarterbacks who is on the cusp of superstardom. He's a star quarterback now, but he's almost there. When you talk about the elite quarterbacks, he has all the tools. It's just now making Detroit a winning organization. That is the next step for him. He's got the stats. He's got the tools. He has a top-notch wide receiver. It's just now taking it to that next level. So we'll see what he can do.
Yeah, that's what they're paying him for.
Yep. You earn them bucks and big buckos. Hey, another guy to look out for in your fantasy leagues. Look out.
Yeah, and Tony Gonzalez. This is officially without question his last season.
And I mean, with the addition of Steven Jackson, they got a good chance. They got a good shot.
Yeah, and I feel like it's now or never. Close, you can taste it.
Exactly. And I know he can, and he's one guy that I think is deserving, and it would be a shame to see him lead the game without a ring. But, I mean, even if he doesn't win run, he'll be one of those guys, one of the greatest of all time, just couldn't get one, unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And let's not forget about the other guy who signed a long-term extension, Ryan Clady of the Broncos, baby. Ching-a-ching!
Yeah, we know you're happy about that.
Peyton Manning's blindside protector is now locked up. Peyton Manning will not be protected throughout the duration of his career.
Everything looking rosy over there.
Oh, man. No, it ain't looking too rosy. We had two executives busted for DUIs along with a backup player. Suspensions were given out. One exec was suspended for a month. Another one is suspended indefinitely. So, I mean, the Broncos are handing out some substantial punishment, as they should. To set an example, I mean, you know, the NFL said they were going to wait and see kind of what the Broncos did. And the Broncos, you know, did what they should have did. They fined them, they suspended them as they rightfully should have.
Yeah, because you don't have to come off like, you know, if the players get busted for something like that, it's real serious. But if the, you know, the executives, the people upstairs, happens to them, oh, it's just a slap on the wrist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it can't be like that.
Exactly. So I like that the Broncos took that approach and set an example that they will not tolerate things like that. And I'm good. It's the type of organization you need. Them championship organizations right there. That's how we handle it.
Yeah, hopefully handle it. Hopefully the people handle it better.
Mm-hmm.
Don't need another one.
Yeah, definitely not.
Hey, man, I keep hearing that Michael Vick may not be the starting QB.
Well, they've always said in Chip Kelly's offense that, and even Chip Kelly came out and admitted that, he said basically the ability of running, he said, is more of a bonus. It's not necessarily something that is needed in his offense to make it work. So, I mean, I've heard good things about Nick Foles throughout the mini camps and OTAs and all of that. I heard he has a really good shot of winning the starting quarterback position. If he does win it, I'm sure a lot of people will look at it as a huge upset. But, I mean, you have a brand-new coach who's coming in, bringing a whole new different offense, and he's going to pick the guy who he feels, you know, deserves to start, not the guy who makes the most money. We saw a similar situation last year with Matt Flynn in Seattle, with Russell Wilson as well. Everybody thought Matt Flynn was just going to start because he signed this contract. They traded for him and gave him this new contract. And then they picked Russell Wilson. And Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll said, you know what? Russell Wilson played better. He's going to go. He's going to start. I'm going to start him. And the rest is history. So, I mean, just because you're making the most money on the team does not guarantee you are going to be the guy.
Vick has had a lot of time, but, I mean, he's not the great. He's not that accurate. You know, he's turnover prone, man, and you know, at that position you can't have that.
Exactly.
You know, you've been in the league long enough. You were in it, you left, came back, you know, you still did well but not good enough. At some point teams are like, we gotta move the hell on.
And you know how it runs, so we'll see what happens. I'm interested to see the kind of offense that Chip Kelly was gonna run, because we all know we're used to seeing what he ran in Oregon, that high-paced, up-tempo kind of offense. So it'll be interesting to see if he brings a slower pace, kind of grinded-out style. So interested to see what it does for LeSean McCoy's fantasy purposes.
Hey, man, let's quickly talk about basically the top two players in college football. Your boy Jadeveon Clowney talking about teams that scared of him.
Oh, I love that comment so much. Oh, I loved it. I mean, he's a beast. He's a man child. And I mean, if you're going to back it up, you can talk smack all you want, as far as I'm concerned. You're going to back up that talk, you can talk smack all you want. So, I mean, clearly he has shown that he is arguably the best defensive player in college football right now, potentially the number one pick next year. The guy who a lot of people said should have been able to go to the draft this year and probably would have been a high pick. So he clearly has the talent. And from the comments that he made, he has the drive. He has the passion, and he's motivated. He's motivated to play well this year and wants to prove that he can dominate again.
Yeah, that dude is going to be sick.
Oh, he's going to be a beast.
You know, and of course the person hyped as, you know, the best offensive player. Yeah, that's all who's been talking about, you know, Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, the whole controversy of why he left Peyton Manning's passing camp early. You know, some reports came out that he was sick. Some came out that Archie Manning told him to go home and send him home for kind of partying too much. I don't know. But, I mean, this is a guy, I mean, he's made mistakes. He's been in the papers for the wrong reasons throughout the offseason a little bit, it seems like. So he's still maturing. He's a young guy. He kind of came out of nowhere and got all this fame. And then, I mean, this is what happens. Once you get all this fame at once, you know, all eyes are on you. And the smallest little mistake you made, the mistake you made before you were this big, you probably didn't bleep on the radar screen because nobody knew who you were. But now that everybody knows who you are and all eyes are on you, the smallest little thing you do is going to make the headlines.
Yeah, he was the first freshman to win a Heisman and, 20 pass TDs, 20 rush TDs in a single season. I mean, this dude just, everybody loves it. Everybody loves him. He is the star of college football right now. And, yep. You know, this is what happens. You didn't. Heisman Trophy winner, you're coming back. Everybody loves you. You know, you can't do no wrong. It's like, all right, look, this dude, he's still a damn kid.
Exactly.
Like, y'all kissing his butt. He hanging out with celebrities, I mean. Hey, people get caught up in that fame, man. It's hard not to.
Exactly.
He's flying around.
He knows that millions of dollars is just sitting there waiting for him, basically.
Oh, yeah. He's ready.
Oh, yeah, he's ready. And this is it. This is the age of social media. You can't do nothing. Any move you bank is getting bleeped. Oh, tweet it.
I know. In the wrap up, we had the All-Star game, MLB All-Star game yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't watch it. I watched the highlights.
I didn't watch it either. Same here. Watch the highlights of it.
You know how we feel.
And, I mean, we all know how we feel about the whole accounting for home field advantage. I really don't care for that rule. But, I mean, Mariano Rivera came out. He got a minute and a half standing ovation. We all know this is his last year. He's going out as a true champion, a true gentleman of the sport, a true team player, and you know, he plays the game the way it's supposed to be played, never doped up or anything of that nature, and he is arguably the best closer of our time, at least of our era. He is, but he arguably is the best closer in baseball history.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you know, watching his interview, him thanking Jackie Robinson and why he number 42. I mean, like, this dude is just class.
Mm-hmm. Class
winner. He said he goes about it the right way. I mean, he pitched that eighth inning and got everybody out. You know,
mm-hmm.
He gave up a hit, and I was like, oh, is that all it takes to win the All-Star trophy? Okay.
Well, we all know it was more sentimental than anything.
Of course.
I mean, this is his last All-Star game, and, you know, I'm sure if guys were slugging home runs off of him, he probably wouldn't have got it. But the fact that he did get the side out without giving up any hits or anything like that showed that he could still do it. He could still produce at a high level on the big stage. So, I mean, I'm sure guys just, you know, if he came out, and I'm sure they kind of probably talked about it before the game, that if he came out and he performed well, that he would be the guy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, the stage, he came out early and did the thing. So, you know, he will be missed in baseball, that's for sure.
Without question. The Yankees will miss him more than anybody, I'm sure.
Yeah. And right now, they're going to be missing Robinson Cano. I can't believe that fool got hit leg right on the third pitch of the game. He's like, really?
And this is what happens, man. This is a risk you take. I mean, you're playing an All-Star game, a guy, you know, freak accident. All goes the wrong direction, and you get hit wrong, and that's it. You out.
This whole thing is everybody having to have a team. Like, I think every team has to be represented. I am not with that.
Yeah, these
rules.
You gotta earn your spots.
It's hard. Like, if you suck, you're not getting picked. I mean, I wouldn't think fans don't vote for everybody.
No. A lot of them are player and coach picked and things of that nature. But
yes, I'm like, if you're good, you'll get picked no matter where you are. But, I mean,
yeah.
you know how politics go.
Exactly. So
can't wait to see what's going to happen. More sports around the way.
Yes, can't wait. We're in a little bit of a dead zone right now.
Oh, yeah, but you know, it's mid-July, you know, we'll get into some fantasy football and just football in general.
Yes, sir.
Of course, in my ass, you know, I'm going to be glued to the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
On my team.
Can't wait.
Revenge.
That's starting up very soon as well. Derrick Rose, Cam Rady's coming back.
Yeah, 100%.
120%.
Yeah, trying to get by with this summer league.
Let's go.
So before we go, I just wanted to just speak on quickly, you know, what went on with the verdict and everybody's feelings. And, you know, if you guys want something to say, you know, the Black Hits team is going to be podcasted on Friday live via Spreecast. So go to Black Hits Online and check that out. We will be getting to more in-depth discussion there. But I just wanted just to bring it up in terms of the realm that we deal with sports. The question had me think it was brought up in a phone conversation I was listening to. With these athletes and the amount of money and the, you know, the fame and, you know, being known, with all comes with that, do they need to be more responsible in the social realm? I mean, look, to me, the days of the Bill Russells, the Muhammad Ali's, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Jim Brown, those guys, these players ain't built like that no more.
Oh, no, not at all.
It's way too much money involved for them to just, you know, to do that. I mean,
yeah, those were true humanitarians and guys that were trying to make a change. And I mean, it's tough. It really is. And I mean, first and foremost, I want to give my condolences and prayers out to the Martin family. I can't imagine what they're going through at this point. You know, to lose a child and also the person, you know, responsible of taking his life is basically gets to walk scot-free. You know, it's a tough thing to deal with. As far as the athletes go, do they need to take a stand? They're not obligated to, but I mean, as a young African-American male, I would like to see more African-American, not even just African-American athletes in general, take a little bit more of a stand and, you know, show that, you know, things have got to change. And I mean, I think the voice of an athlete can really speak volumes as opposed to, honestly, any political figure. I mean, Barack Obama can say something, you know, whatever, but if you have a guy like let's say a Peyton Manning who speaks, it almost seems like it sinks a little bit more deeper with the national public, and that they almost hear it a little bit more. So, I mean, I think if you had athletes who, you know, and we saw with the athletes tweeting their responses and, you know, their reactions to the verdict that happened. But, I mean, you remember the Boondocks episode with Martin Luther King, where at the very end of the episode, you had African-American athletes who were like, you know what, I'm not going to play basketball anymore. I'm done, you know, F this. Let's just, you know, stop and, you know, let's just halt what we're doing. Let's just not do anything. And I just think as a race, I think some of us have forgotten where we came from and how hard, you know, athletes before us came and had to deal with. I mean, you look at a guy like Jackie Robinson, had to deal with the verbal abuse, the physical abuse, the emotional abuse, all of that, you know, just to play a sport, just to try to be one of the first, you know, African-Americans to play a sport. That's it. You know, and for everything they had to go through, I mean, some of these guys, they take it for granted. They get all the money and the fame and fortune that comes with it, and they tend to forget that, you know, the guys that came before them, that had to strive and struggle. You know, looking at a guy like a Deacon Jones who got no respect, no love, but made huge strides as not even just a football player, but as a civil rights leader for the African-American community. Things like that. I mean, these guys got to step up a little bit more. I think, like I said, they're not obligated to do it, but I would love to see, you know, Chris Paul, Kobe Bryant, and, you know, Russell Wilson's of the world and the RG3s just stand up and say, you know what, enough's enough. Things have got to change. Things have got to change. And I mean, I think they can have a little bit bigger voice than most, because people look up to them, they're role models, and everybody hears what they say.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I agree with you. I would like to see them do more. You know, people don't want to take risks. I mean, a lot of these stars, you know, a lot of the guys who are making millions of dollars from the black community, I mean, they grew up in these kind of areas where, you know, they were people like Trayvon. They were Trayvon.
Mm-hmm.
They were that young kid that was a target or was thought of as, you know, something to fear.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is, you know, for all the stuff that goes on with the shit in Chicago, you know,
yep.
all of that. I mean, you would like someone to be like, figure out some way that they can actually help and intervene to try to make a, you know, a stop, let have it slow down or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to give, you know, my brother, I just want to speak on it real quick. You know, if y'all just here just for sports, I mean, sometimes we got to talk about life.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, no matter the race, if you're white, black, Asian, it, to me, it didn't matter. I mean, with the whole verdict and everything, the bottom line is a young child was killed for no reason, unarmed, and the person who did it paid basically no price. Well, let me not say that. He did. He has paid a price.
Yeah,
he can never walk the street. I'm about to say, he can never walk the streets freely again in his life, ever. So he has paid somewhat of a price,
but not the price he...
Where I come from, a life for a life. I'm sorry. That's just how I believe. That's what I believe. You're going to take somebody's life, especially an innocent life of a child who hasn't been able to live their life fully yet. You deserve to lose yours. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is just for folk who want to be bullies and stuff. This is why you just be careful with some of the people you mess with.
Yep. You got to be careful who you hang around with. I mean, and for those of y'all who, you know, I've been there, you know, guys who try to be the cool kid in school and try to hang out with the cool kids and stuff, if they're not doing things, if they're doing things illegal and doing things they should not be doing and you know for a fact it's wrong, stay away from that. Because all that's going to happen, you're just going to get caught up in a bad situation and it's not going to end up good for you.
You know, do what you can to make a change. You know, not
exactly.
Have to go that route.
Exactly.
You know, in Trayvon's situation, I'm a father, so all I can say is I just have to do my best to teach my kid to be careful. And, you know, you're going to be judged sometimes for the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And you just got to be strong and just be aware of who you are. If you feel you in jeopardy, I mean, do what you feel. You know, protect yourself first, you know, but if you're fearing for your life and you have to defend yourself, then do what you got to do. Even if you're just minding your own business, you know.
Exactly.
He was, you know, just be careful. That's all I'm going to say for
exactly.
something.
Just
he was
be careful
when some bullshit happened. You know, just be careful. The Blackest Family will be just having a discussion on it Friday on Spreecast. Check us out. You know, join in the phone call.
Yep.
We want to thank y'all once again for tuning in to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour. As you know, you can always find us on www.blackisonline.com.
Mm-hmm.
We are one of the many podcasts along with KC Lehman with The Break.
What's going on, sister?
You know, you'll hear her tomorrow on Friday. We're getting it in. Brother Malcolm with Culture Connection.
Brother Mal.
You know, if you want to look for us, you can find us on Stitcher and iTunes Radio. You want to hit us up, you can email the show, thebrotherslehman@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter, @brotherslehman. Or you can leave us a voicemail at 323-455-4219. We will shout you out. We will get back to you. We'll probably put your call on the show.
Yeah, look out for it.
And I just want to give a shout out to Smarty Be Easy on iTunes. Gave us 5 stars on the Black Is podcast. So many great topics and great commentary. I especially love the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour. Really funny. Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
Hey, appreciate that, my friend. Young Yeezy, what it do? Hey, leave more comments. I appreciate all the love. Appreciate that you're listening. Tell your friends, your family, your loved ones, all the people that you respect and love being around. Let them know to listen to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour as well. We'll be happy to, you know, give them some laughs as well. You feel me?
That's right. Having a good ass time talking about sports.
Thank you, sir. And from your host, Chris and Jonathan, this has been the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour. We'll be giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy.
Holla.
Shane brought the Nomo. Nomo brought the word, which is Asheru. The crew is unspoken heard. Wes Jackson had the vision and brought it to fruition with a little hard work, perseverance, and intuition. 7 heads is the label. Free to just be the envy of MCs, my man. Trust me. What once was a logo is now on my bloodstream. And people always ask, yo, Ash, what does it mean? And I tell them, you, can we represent the masses? A herd of folks that came to set it on your asses. That's why I'm teaching classes. Life is my syllabus. Take out what you can, cause no one
one will deliver us jack shit. We moving backwards in a downward spiral. The rest of y'all are swimming in denial. Meanwhile, like we told y'all, all this about time. Better make way for me and mine. We gotta take what's rightfully ours, like the maroons done. Soon come. Soon come. We wanna stand tall and shine bright like the new sun. Soon come. The time for shocking and jiving and playing the coon is done. Soon come. We live by the principle of the snare, bass, and drum. Soon come. That's why fear ain't a factor, it's the pain that's real. That's why brothers run from guns made of stainless steel. You can hear shrieks of horror against the night from the helpless without enough defense to fight. Children grow too fast without a strong foundation. They ain't built to last. They reject their past. Cut class and the generation gap is vast. So they scared to ask. It's a difficult task. We gotta unlearn to lie and unveil the mask. Teach them how to be thorough and not come half-assed. Everything that we want is right behind the glass. So it's yours for the taking. Hit them full blast. We stand face to face with hardship, yo. We never run. Soon come. Soon come. Going out to all of my cinnabons and Wimbledon. Soon come. Soon come. We want to welcome you all into the new millennium. Soon come. Soon come. Remember Sankofa and don't forget where you come from. Soon come. I'm 24 years old and molded by my peers and family. Keep them close because no one else can handle me. Some might find me strange the way I change moods one minute from the next. Go from happy to vexed with no prom. I'd be foolish to think there's no con with brothers outside my show standing around like Warren Ron. But hip hop is what I do. You think a brother can't do this simply for the heart, but I do. You put this in a capsule for years because it's timeless. These rhymes ain't only nice. Son, I'm killing them with kindness and you won't find this side by side with the spineless, watered down pop shit. Bleached out and rhymeless. You can go and get my brother West to co-sign this. Seven heads stay in the plus and not the minus. Basically meaning I got security like blindness to keep pressing on, never looking back behind us. We gotta take what's rightfully ours like the maroons done. Soon come. We wanna stand tall and shine bright like the new sun. Soon come. The time for shucking and jiving and playing the coon is done. Soon come. We live by the principle of the snare, bass, and drum. Soon come. Soon truth, balance, harmony, love, life, equality, all of the above. Mountains we gotta climb, all equal to one. Soon come. We soon come. We soon truth, balance, harmony, love, life, equality, all of the above. Mountains we gotta climb, still equal to one. Soon come. Soon come.